This is Trahant Reports. The way the federal government spends money is confusing and complicated, and it may be at its worst point ever. A case in point, the appropriations bill that fund the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Indian Health Service. The debate that stopped these bills isn't even about money. It's about the Confederate flag. Really. At the same moment when South Carolina was debating and then lowering the battle flag from state grounds, Democrats successfully included language in a bill to remove the flag from federal facilities, including national parks. Republican leaders, no doubt seeing their fellow legislators at work, quickly agreed, and the measure passed on a voice vote. That should have been the end of the story. But that's not the way it works in Congress. Roll Call reported that a number of Southern Republicans demanded that leadership reverse that flag measure and were more than willing to cast no votes against the Interior Appropriations Bill and possibly all 12 spending bills. Whoever thought that the Confederate flag could stop spending on Interior and BIA and Indian Health Service appropriations? Crazy. What's next? A resolution that stops spending because the Washington NFL team won't change its name? Seriously, this is messed up, but it's a good example of how dysfunctional Congress is right now. The U.S. Congress works best in a framework of two parties. Congress is really three distinct parties: Democrats, Republicans, and the Tea Party. This has happened before, with the rise of the radical Republicans around the Civil War, for example. It was chaos then and now. A three-way split in the House means that Speaker John Boehner has essentially two choices. He can accept the Tea Party ideas as mainstream, or he can produce legislation, and especially a budget, that's centrist enough to win Democratic votes. The goal here is 218 votes, but that's an impossible number when Republicans are divided. That's why Tea Party support for the Confederate flag is not easy to dismiss, because the rest of the budget is so radical that it cannot pass without that faction's support. The Obama administration has been pressing Congress for a broader spending package, one that would limit the strict spending caps that are part of the four-year-old Budget Control Act. And Congress has pushed back by loading up the now stalled appropriations bill with really what's called poison pills, such as prohibitions that limit federal agencies from doing their jobs, namely the Environmental Protection Agency. But federal spending will have to wait until the flag issue is resolved on Capitol Hill. As Congressman John Lewis of Georgia said recently, "When I was marching across that bridge in Selma in 1965, I saw some of the law officers, sheriff's deputies, wearing on their helmet the Confederate flag. I don't want to go back, and as a country, we cannot go back." And the budget is the debate that we're waiting for. I'm Mark Trahant, reporting this week from Washington, D.C.